Remember, Cassidy, we were talking about your childhood toys, the NSYNC dolls from the Bye 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 video?
Yes. I brought them home from Kansas City. They were in a storage unit, and I was excited that my parents kept them.
Well, we have a guy named Terry here who's really good at antiques and collectibles, and he's going to try to diagnose how much those toys are worth, because our parents have always told us, keep your toys in the packaging because that will send you to college.
Well, I will say, as far as NSYNC goes, Justin Timberlake's the guy to have.
Definitely.
Top of the line.
Now, she does have the, she has two others. She has Lance Bass and JC Chazet, but they
out
were not worth it to stay in the box. No. They had to come out.
I'd say your value probably there is $300 to $500. That might pay for two of your books.
That's maybe a lot better than she thought.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be worth less than I paid for it.
I was thinking about $20.
I'll tell you what, you can go online and find him out of the box, $20, $30, $40.
Yeah.
The key is keeping it in the box.
All right, let's go with another one that's in a box. This is from my personal collection. This is the Jordan doll from the New Kids on the Block.
New Kids on the Block. I'm afraid Jordan's not quite the caliber of Justin.
No.
Put them side by side, and they just don't measure up.
They certainly do not. Yeah. Now, here's the deal. There's a price tag on that one. Okay, original price tag. I feel like that adds to the mintness.
On the side there, yeah. Uh-huh.
And I believe it was $6.99.
At a place called Roses. I've never even heard of that.
Don't be mad at it.
I'm sure the Roses price tag will add a little bit to it.
Good value.
At least 40, 50%. But you keep... percent.
So how much do we think Jordan from the New Kids on the Block, that doll in the box, is worth?
$20, $30.
All right.
Same as about Justin out of the box.
Okay.
You're
all
kidding.
Right. And then let's go with this very expensive hula hoop dancer girl.
I have a little hula dancer that
goes on a dashboard.
On your dash, out of the box.
And he'll treat you well in a thunderstorm or a hurricane.
Or
driving
in a sharp
down
turn.
I'm sure if you put this online, you'll get at least $5, $6, $7.
All right.
There we go.
He probably got that for free from some company as a promotional item. How about the most coveted toy, the Beanie Babies?
Princess Diane. There's a first issue. She's purple.
She's got a big heart.
The little bear.
She does have
the Princess
heart.
Diana one, right.
And, I mean, you see, if you go into books, they'll give you big prices. I mean, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 for this piece.
Do you see a lot of counterfeit stuff? Like, are you good at spotting that?
I do. I mean, a lot of stuff that comes out of the Chinese will copy stuff, but there's good toys that are made in China. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's quality toys.
Did you know that Jordan is actually a counterfeit? That doll is trying to have a career. Terry, thank you for coming in and evaluating these toys.
Sure, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.